Well, today is the 9th of October, and joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Millie Schultz-Boylan. Good morning, Millie.
Hey, Tom.
Now, it was your birthday 2 days ago, but I believe there's a significant birthday for today.
Yeah, well, I think mine's a bit more significant, but actually on this day in 1940, John Lennon was born in Liverpool.
Yeah, it's arguable whose birthday is more significant. We won't get into that right now. So let's talk a bit about John Lennon. Was he always interested in music?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he formed his first band, The Quarrymen, with Paul McCartney when he was just 15 years old. But even before then, he'd always dabbled in instruments like the mouth organ, the banjo and the guitar during his early teen years. So I don't know. He's one of those people that just had it figured out early on, I guess, which is good for him.
It's not enough banjo in Beatles music.
No, definitely not.
It's my only criticism. So what else significant happened on this day?
In 1974, Oskar Schindler, who is credited with saving the lives of over 1,200 Jewish people during World War II, died on this day.
Yeah, that's a pretty crazy story that everyone knows thanks to Hollywood and Steven Spielberg. But, you know, for anyone who hasn't seen Schindler's List, how did he save so many people?
He actually ran several enamelware and ammunition factories in Poland and Czechoslovakia during World War II. And so initially he hired Jewish workers as they could be paid less than Poles under the Nazi regime. But over time he actually went to great lengths to protect these workers. He bribed several Nazi officers and argued that they were essential to his factories. So his efforts to protect these workers actually sent him broke by the end of the war. So his plan of maximising profits didn't really pan out, but it's probably for the better of for humanity.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what happened to him after World War II?
Well, since he was a member of the Nazi Party, he actually moved to West Germany after the war, but received threats from former Nazi officers. So then he moved to Argentina with his wife, where they took up farming, and then he returned back to Germany in the late 50s. But then after he died, actually, he was buried in Israel, in Mount Zion, and he's actually the only member of the Nazi Party to be buried there, which makes sense.
Yeah, that's that's pretty incredible, but fair enough.
Yeah.
So what song should we listen to cap off this chat?
Well, just one more fun fact is on this day in 1876, the inventor of the telephone, Alexander Bell, and his assistant, Thomas Watson, made the first two-way long-distance phone call between Cambridge and Boston in Massachusetts. So I thought we could listen to Can't Keep Checking My Phone by Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
That sounds like a great choice. Millie, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Tom.